I want every eye closed and every hand lifted. From the moment I walked in here tonight, there was one word that God kept saying over and over again, and that is peace. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be anxious. The word says it is a peace that goes beyond your understanding. You don't have to worry about that family member. Maybe it's that sickness you're coming in here week after week. But tonight, His presence is so strong. And where God is, nothing that is not of Him can stay. And right now, His peace. His peace is coming upon you. With your, keep your eyes closed. I want to read this quickly. 1 Kings 19, verse 11. And this is what God said. "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by. And a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. And God is speaking to you right now, that peace. You are leaving here with that peace, because that peace that He gives you brings confidence. Confidence in who He is. Confidence in His word. We cannot go out. And as Jade mentioned, we are carriers of revival, but we cannot go out in anxiety, in depression, in fear. When we have the Holy Spirit, when we have this peace that surpasses all understanding, this peace that no man can give you, that nothing of this world can give you, but only God. And week after week, you could be coming in here and you're worried. What does the word say about worry? What can worry do? Nothing. Give everything to Him right now, and His peace overflows you. In a time of uncertainty, you can be so certain of who He is, of what His word says, of who He is to you. Because He wants you to walk out just so confident, so bold. But we have to have that peace. In every decision we make, we have that peace. In every step that we take, we have that peace from Him. And that is how He is speaking to you tonight, in that gentle voice. And He is here. Father, we thank You for Your presence. We thank You for Your word. We thank You that You are so, so good. Thank You for who You are, God. Amen. Amen. You can have your seats. And I want you to go with me to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16 to 18. And I'm going to read it quickly. In the NLT it says, "But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. And as that word said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Even when we were singing that praise song, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And if you have received Jesus, you have had that veil taken away, that means that you have seen, you have heard, you have experienced Jesus. And you know what this word says. The veil has been removed, and it's the truth of this word that sets you free. Only this word. There is no other truth. You can say, well, I'm looking for something that's real. There's just so much going on out there. How do I even know what's real anymore? Well, there is only one that is real. There is only one that is true. And He has given us His word. And as the scripture says at the end, we reflect the glory of God. So we are reflections of who He is. That's all. We have to carry that which He has given us, that Holy Spirit, that peace, that joy, that love, so we can reflect Him well. You know what this word is like? This word is like a mirror. The Bible is like a mirror. And who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. So when we look into this Word, who are we looking at? Jesus. When we read this Word, we are reading about Jesus, who He is, what He has done, His person. That is Him. So what does that mean for us? If this Word is like a mirror and I'm looking at it and I'm reading at it, what is my responsibility? I need to become like Him. So I can bring glory to His name. So I can represent Him well. Because if I reflect the glory of the Father, there is no second option. I have to represent Him well. I have to be a representative of who He is. And I need to represent Him well. So if this word is like a mirror, this is what it does. You look into it. It corrects you. It disciplines you. It gives you guidance. It gives you instruction. It gives you direction. And it teaches and expresses the love of God. So when we look into it and we're seeing Jesus, we're reading Jesus because He is this Word. He was the Word made flesh. So now I must become like Him. And I want to take you quickly to these two scriptures. And I want to get a bit practical afterwards, but I want to read from the New Living Translation and the Amplified. James 1 verse 21. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. In the Amplified, so get rid of all uncleanness and all that remains of wickedness, and with a humble spirit, receive the word of God, which is implanted, actually rooted in your heart, which is able to save your souls. And this is an example. In the King James, in that verse, the King James says, lays apart all. Lay apart all uncleanness. Lay apart all filth. And that word in the Greek actually means to lay something down and push it away. Push it out of reach. So lay it down and push it out of reach. And this is the example I want to use. When you have clothes on that have got dirty, you have to physically take them off to have them cleaned, right? You have to realize that they are dirty and you have to do something about it. Just because you realize that they may be dirty doesn't mean that it automatically comes off. So when you're looking at the scripture where it says, so get rid of all uncleanness. So I'm being told to lay it down and push it far away. But I actually have to realize that there is something that I have to take off. Something in you that may not be according to the word of God. Something that is not going to further your relationship with the Father. You have to take it off, lay it down, and push it away from you. Because we cannot go out into the world and represent Jesus well when there's still stuff, when there's still these things. You don't have to keep dealing with it week after week after week. You lay it down right now and you push it away from you. And you know where that truth comes from? That you know that you can live a life of freedom, that you can live a life of victory. It comes from the very word. The very word of God. Because it's the truth that sets you free. The truth that is found in the word. And now going back to James 1 verse 21. Laying it down. Laying it down and pushing it away. Because these things have no more place in your life. And when that veil has been removed from your eyes, when you can see the word for what it is, you know the word, you hear it week after week, you can't leave here and say, I didn't read that part. But it is your responsibility to go home and get into the word, as we stress every single Friday. But you can't read it and turn away from what you have read. You have to take this word, take the truth and apply it to your life. Realize that this has to be put into action. And when you lay these things down, any bondage, anything that is not of God, that is trying to come at you, that you now know does not have to remain in your life, does not apply if you are a child of God. What's the devil going to do? He's going to come back and remind you of your past, remind you of that thing. But you know what you can do? You can get up and say, you know what? I know the truth. And when Satan keeps coming to remind you of that thing, all you got to do is you got to get up and praise, because it's already been done. You just get up and you praise, because you know that you've been delivered, because you know that you've been set free, because you know that depression cannot stay, that anxiety cannot stay, that fear cannot stay, that sickness cannot stay. And anytime the world or anyone's opinion or anyone's feelings are trying to convince you otherwise, you get up and you say, I know what is written, just as Jesus did. And what is written is the truth, and it applies to your life. But we have to realize these things. Because if we are to get rid of all uncleanness and anything that remains that is not of God, we have to realize that we need to lay it down and push it away. We can't keep going back. We can't keep picking it up. We can't keep speaking it. We can't keep convincing ourselves that it's always going to stay. When the word says what Jesus has done, you have been set free. So it no longer can stay. But you are to walk in that freedom. You are to walk in that victory, in that perfect peace that God has for you. And He has given us His Holy Spirit. He has not left us alone. And He is our helper. That's what relationship is. You have to be so close to Jesus. You have to be reading His word, because when you look at His word, you're looking right at Him. You have to be so close to Him. So when anything comes up, you can just lay it aside, because it doesn't apply to you if it's not written. This is your instruction. This is what is given to you. This is first. So at home, I want you to get elements for communion. We're going to go into communion. So I want to give you time to get that. Anything you can find. And in studio. Because we are going to do this in remembrance of what Jesus has done. Because of what Jesus has done, we can stand up here and speak this word. We can stand up here and fully be confident, fully persuaded of what it says, because of what He has done, because of who He is, because of what He has done for us. So I want you to stand up if you're in studio, and stand up in your homes. And as you hold the bread or anything that you may have at home, as you hold it in your hand, this is a representation of the body of Jesus. The body that was broken so that you could be made whole. the body that was broken so that sickness cannot stay. So nothing can stay in your life that does not apply to your life because of what is written. Because you can have what Jesus says you can have. Because you can walk in complete freedom. Because you can walk in complete victory. Because this is a victory meal. And we do it in remembrance of what Jesus has done. The price that was paid. Because it's all about Him. So as you hold that bread, Jesus, I thank You for Your body that was broken. I thank You for the cross and that we can walk in complete victory. We can walk in complete healing, in fullness, because of what You did for us. In Jesus' name, you may partake. As you hold the cup, the blood of Jesus that was shed for your sin. So as I read in that scripture, the veil has been taken away. You are not blinded by the things of this world. You are not blinded by what the enemy is trying to tell you. You can see for yourself. You can experience for yourself. You can hear for yourself what God is saying to you, what He has done for you, and you can walk in it. No one can convince you otherwise. And when you take this in remembrance, remembering the price that was paid, remembering that your past no longer applies, you can walk in that victory. You can walk in that freedom. You can walk in that peace that He has for you, so you can represent Him well. So Jesus, we thank You for the blood that was shed that covers all sins, that we are new creations and we can be a good representative of You because You have done so much. You have paid the ultimate price and we today choose to walk in that reality. In Jesus' name, amen.